Thy kingdom come.
The air was still warm from the afternoon sun. The hills of Judea lay quiet as Jesus stepped away to pray again. The disciples watched from a distance, not wanting to interrupt, yet unable to look away. They'd seen him heal the blind, calm storms and lift the brokenhearted. But this was different. When Jesus prayed, it was as though heaven bent down to listen. No pretense, no performance, just a son talking to his father. The air itself seemed to hush. When he finished, one of them finally asked, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus smiled, not surprised, as if he'd been waiting for that question. He didn't give them a chant to memorize, but a way to live. "When you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Luke 11, 2-3. Those words weren't about a faraway kingdom after death. They were a declaration for this moment. A call for heaven's life to break into earth. Right here, right now, through us. Jesus wasn't teaching us to escape this world. He was showing us how to bring God's world into ours. Every time you forgive, heaven touches earth. Every time you choose peace over pride, generosity over greed, compassion over criticism, the kingdom comes a little closer. Not someday. Today. Not somewhere else. Here. I've whispered those words more times than I can count. Sometimes in faith. Sometimes out of habit. Sometimes not sure I believed they could change anything. But Jesus meant them as an invitation, not a ritual. Because if his kingdom comes, mine has to go. If his will is done, mine has to yield. And maybe that's where real life begins. Thy kingdom come in my life means, let your forgiveness flow through me where resentment once ruled. Let generosity loosen my grip on what's mine. Let my words build peace instead of proving I'm right. Let love decide how I treat the slow cashier, the rude driver, the person who pushes every button I have. But what about when it's harder than that? What about when the kingdom asks me to forgive someone who isn't sorry? To let go of control when everything in me wants to tighten my fists? To love people who drain me? That's where heaven's rule meets the edges of my heart. And here's what I'm learning. Living in the kingdom of God doesn't start with effort. It starts with sight. When my eyes are opened to the good news that I am already forgiven, everything changes. Grace has found me. My sin and failure have been carried away, as far as the east is from the west. I'm already in the family of God. When I see that, I turn. I change direction. Not because I'm afraid of punishment, but because I'm captured by love. I stop chasing self and start chasing this beautiful, wonderful Jesus who loved me enough to die when I should have died. Salvation isn't a transaction. It's a transformation. It's not a one-time escape from hell, but a lifelong restoration of relationship with the one who breathed the stars into the sky and now breathes his spirit into me. He's making me whole. He's rescuing me. He's restoring the relationship that sin once shattered. Salvation isn't merely being saved from something. It's being saved into something. Into a family. Into a kingdom. Into love itself. This is the gospel, the good news, that opens our eyes, fills our hearts with joy, and turns our steps toward him. And when I turn, I find that the kingdom has already come. It's here. It's him. And I belong in it. That's why I can pray with confidence. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, through me. Teach me, Lord, show me how to live in this kingdom, how to open my heart and let you truly be my king. Maybe you've always pictured the kingdom as something you'll see someday, but what if it's already here, hidden in plain sight? What if it's in the way you listen to a hurting friend or forgive someone who never asked? The kingdom isn't waiting for your deathbed. It's waiting for your next breath. Every time you choose love, where it's hardest, the king reigns a little more in you. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21.
Father, let your kingdom come, not beyond the clouds, but here in the dust where I live. Let heaven's mercy rule my words, heaven's peace fill my thoughts, and heaven's love flow through my hands. Teach me to live like a citizen of heaven, while my feet still walk this earth, and let heaven walk with me. Amen.